Turning now to California news. This past Tuesday was Election Day, and one of the day's surprises took place in Southern California in the race for Los Angeles County District Attorney. The top finisher in the race was Jackie Lacey, one of several deputy district attorneys who ran for the top job in the agency. If she wins in November, Lacey will become the first woman and the first person of color to head the L.A. DA's office. The expected frontrunner for the job, Carmen Trutanich, finished in third place despite heavy campaign spending and the endorsement of Governor Jerry Brown. The contenders in November will be Lacey and second-place finisher Alan Jackson. Lacey spoke recently with KPFA's Ann Garrison and shared her opinions on how to cope with realignment, Governor Brown's effort to cut state spending and comply with federal mandates by moving thousands of state prison inmates to county jails. Lacey said that while overcrowding in state prisons was indeed a critical problem, the county jails are already at capacity themselves. Lacey said a promising option is to use alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent offenders.
Instead of so many people going to prison, they would be sentenced instead to the local county jail. Now, there was only one problem with that. The local county jail is full. It was already full. They were already releasing prisoners early. And so the issue became, what next? How do we deal with this without anyone getting hurt by someone who was not ready to come out into society? And so the district attorney of L.A. County must be ready to deal with that. My ideas are to take the lower-level offenders and put them on probation through alternative sentencing court. And that is really the wave of the future with regard to defendants who are suffering from drug addiction, alcohol addiction, or mental illness who commit non-serious, non-violent felonies. Right now in California, when you send someone into the penal institution, they serve their time, they get out on parole, and they go back out into the street, there's a 70% chance that they're going to reoffend within 5 years and break the law and go back in. With alternative sentencing courts, granted, we are talking about people with non-serious, non-violent cases, the recidivism rate drops to 30% for that same time period. On top of that, we save the taxpayers money. Incarceration costs over $50,000 a year per person. Probation, drug treatment programs, programs that address mental illness, they cost a fraction of that.
That's Jackie Lacey, the top vote-getter in the race for Los Angeles County District Attorney. She spoke to KPFA's Ann Garrison. A transcript of their full interview will appear on the website of the San Francisco Bayview newspaper, www.sfbayview.com.